Hello?
Hello, Soraya, it's Jeff.
Hey!
You ready to get covered in paisley?
Yeah, let's do it.
Alright, let's get started.
Hi, this is Soraya.
And this is Jeff.
Our podcast is called Paisley Stage Raspberry and Rhyme.
A podcast where the two of us play music that we like and share anecdotes and background about the tunes.
We hope you'll join our conversation. And without further ado, agrubiaro.
Let's get groovy. Well, surprise, surprise, surprise. We didn't think we'd be able to sneak one in before the end of the year.
I know, right?
But here we are.
But here we are.
Here we are. So did you want to describe to our listeners what we're doing this week?
Well, you know, we figured after you've opened all those gifts and now you're looking ahead to the new year, we've got some really cool things to look forward to as fans, you know, especially in February, the general release of 3x4.
Yes.
So we kind of wanted to continue in that cover vibe, and we decided to take a look at these four bands, 3 O'Clock, Rain Parade, Bangles, and Dream Syndicate, and take a look at some other covers, things that we really like. Some you may have heard, some you may not have heard, but we wanted to share them with you, and we figured we'd just close out 2018 on a really, really good note and look forward to 2019.
Yay. Yeah, so we looked at cover versions on the Rainy Day compilations where everybody got together and mixed it up and did some cover versions. And then 3x4, of course, are the bands covering each other.
Yes.
But let's listen to some of the covers that these four bands did on their own. We decided to each pick a song from each band. Why don't you get it started?
Okay, cool. So first band up is the 3 O'Clock. And my pick is a song called In My Own Time. And that is originally a Bee Gees song. Yes, folks, those Bee Gees. Mm-hmm. This is from a 1967 album called Bee Gees First. And I have to read you this quote that I found. Okay, so just kind of giving you a little context. Third studio album by the group, and it's considered to be psychedelic pop, or kind of categorized as such. Released in July of 67, was a top 10 hit in the U.S., in the U.K., and in Germany. And the album itself in the U.S. reached a top peak position of number 7.
Wow.
And its highest charting country was in France, where it was a number 2 album in 1967, which is pretty awesome. But here's the quote. In My Own Time may echo elements of Beatles' Dr. Robert and Taxman, but it's difficult to dislike a song with such delicious rhythm guitars and a great beat coupled with the trio's soaring harmonies. And that's by Bruce Ader. And this was a quote I found, but let me tell you, I think this is the part I love the most about this cover done by the 3 O'Clock is there is this really groovy harmony all throughout this entire song. And the guitars are just absolutely ridiculously good. And it's just a cool, fun track. I think the 3 O'Clock just knocks it out of the park.
I can't wait to hear it.
Let's go. 3 O'Clock, In My Own Time.
Bye.
such a great pick, Soraya.
Oh, it's so good. And I absolutely love Michael Curcio's vocals on this track.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Love it. It's so good.
It's very good. So and, for... Go ahead.
Yeah. I was gonna, you first.
Well, I was going to move on to my pick.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Okay. So I actually narrowed it down to a couple. One of the ones that I did want to pick was Deep Purple's Hush. When I saw 3 o'clock play at... And it must have been, I don't know, 86, I want to say, somewhere around there. They played at the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano, and they opened with Deep Purple's Hush, and it was such a mind-blowing version. I wasn't able to find a recording of that, but that would have been my pick. And another pick I wanted to go for was Lucifer Sam, which came out on a fan club single that the 3 o'clock put out and eventually on a French pressing of their EP. But I decided to go for Sorry. So Sorry was originally by the Easy Beats, who I didn't even know when I first heard the song. And the Easy Beats issued Sorry as a single in 1966 on their 1966 album Volume 3. And it also came out on their 1967 EP, Easy Fever. And for those who don't know, I didn't know back then when it first came out, the Easy Beats were an Australian band. They formed in Sydney in late 64, and they're best known for their song Friday on My Mind, which is another great song. And this song was written by their rhythm guitarist George Young and their lead singer Steve Wright. I'm sure you know, Soraya, but George Young, he's the older brother of Angus and the late Malcolm Young from AC/DC. So that's pretty cool. Yeah. That's awesome. And this song for the Easy Beats reached number one in November of 1966 on the Australian charts. So that's pretty cool. But the version that we're going to listen to is from the 3 o'clock, and it's from their 1982 EP, Broke Hoedown, that came out on Frontier Records. So this is Sorry. There's a couple rocking covers by 3 o'clock.
Ooh, so good.
Yeah, we like those.
Yes, 100%. And you know what? What's really cool is, especially if you listen to the originals, I mean, 3 o'clock really put their own stamp on it. It's, both of those covers are so rocking.
Absolutely.
So
Yep, absolutely.
All right, so you ready for a little more?
Let's do Rain Parade.
Okay, so my cover pick for Rain Parade is a little ditty maybe not many of you have ever heard of called Revolution by a little band called the Beatles. So I know everyone is super well-versed in Beatles lore, but just a couple of quick details. So Revolution, featured on the White Album, written by John Lennon, but credited to Lennon and McCartney, and hit number 12 in the U.S., number one in Australia. So it's just fun looking at all these different chart performances for different songs. Something I didn't know ahead of time, there were three versions recorded. Oh. So one that's a bit more bluesy, Revolution 1. Then there's Revolution 9, which was more abstract. And then a hard rock version, which was a B-side to Hey Jude, and is probably the version people are much more familiar with.
That's right.
Yeah, and it's inspired by some of the events, especially the political protests that were happening in 1968. But here's the one little detail I wanted to add. This was the first song by the Beatles, licensed for a TV commercial, which brought forth a bunch of lawsuits by the surviving members.
Oh, wow.
So, I love that about this song. But I am ready for people to hear this version by Rain Parade, which is great. So the version you're going to hear is from a 1983 show, live show at CBGB. So enjoy it. Revolution, Rain Parade.
Yeah.
Wow. So that sounds like Dan Stewart of Green on Red singing that with Rain Parade. I bet that was an encore. It just sounds
Oh my gosh. But, you know, you can just see how that song just could have gone on at, you know, ad infinitum. It just could have gone on and on and on.
Jamming.
What about you? What'd you pick?
Okay, so I'm going to bring the tone way down. So we've been rocking these first three songs, so it's okay. We're going to come down. And I'm going to be a little bit hypocritical here, and I owe Steve Wynn an apology, because on the 3x4 podcast that we did, I gave him a minus point for cheating a little bit and picking a Salvation Army song for the 3x4.
Okay.
I'm kind of cheating here, too. So
naughty, naughty.
Yes, so I'm so hypocritical. So I picked a song that the bass player and sometimes singer from Rain Parade, Stephen Robeck, did. And this was part of a compilation. It's Neil Young's The Needle and the Damage Done. So a little bit about the song. It was written by Neil Young, and it was originally released on February 1st, 1972, originally on the Harvest album. I thought you would dig this. The version that was released on Harvest was a live version that was recorded at Royce Hall at UCLA.
Yay! So great!
On January 30th, 1971. I knew you would appreciate that. A little bit about the song. The Needle and the Damage Done is a song that Neil Young describes. In the song, he describes the destruction caused by the heroin addiction of musicians that he knew. This quote that I read said, though not specifically about him, the song was inspired by the heroin addiction of his friend and Crazy Horse bandmate, Danny Whitten. It previews the theme of the Tonight's the Night album that reflects Young's grief over the heroin overdose and death of both Whitten and Bruce Berry, a roadie for Neil Young and Crazy Horse. So this song, The Needle and the Damage Done, is from the 1999 compilation, This Note's for You, a tribute to Neil Young, that came out on In Between's Records. And this compilation is pretty cool, Soraya. I don't know if you have it. I don't know how many they made. But it also features songs by Matt Peucci, the Long Riders' Tom Stevens, the Cole Porters, which has Sid Griffin from the Long Riders and his Bluegrass project. The Continental Drifters do a song on it. The Bengals, Vicki Peterson, and Susan Castle, among others. That's like a super group. They do a song on that. True West's Russ Tolman. Steve Wynn has a song on there. Chris Kakavas has a song on there. Pat Thomas has a song on there. So this compilation is pretty cool. But what we're going to listen to is Stephen Robeck of Rain Parade doing The Needle and the Damage Done.
Baby, can I have some more? I hit the city and I lost my band. I watched the needle take another man. Gone, gone, the damage done. I love the man. I know that some of you don't understand. Milk blood to keep from running out. I've seen the needle and the damage done. A little part of it in everyone. But every junkie's like a setting sun.
What'd you think of that, Soraya?
Ooh, that's hauntingly pretty.
Yeah, it reminds me a little bit of the feel that from the Rainy Day compilation of the Holocaust, the Big Star song, in that it's both beautiful and haunting at the same time.
Yeah, that sound is just so, you know, they stripped it all the way down. It's just so concise and clear and crisp. And, you know, the words, you just can't hide from them, you know. Yeah. And he does such a great job with it. Wow. Yeah. That was really nice.
So should we bring it up again?
Okay. So Jeff took us down, and now I'm going to bring you all the way back up. Okay, so this is a song that I absolutely adore, and to hear the Bangles cover it, oh, was just, it was a nice little surprise that I found. Okay, so the song I picked next is a cover of Paul Revere and the Raiders' Steppin' Out. So the song came out in 1966 on their album Just Like Us, and topped U.S. charts at a number 5, the album did. And the Bangles have it as a demo, an unreleased demo from 1981, and it's on Ladies and Gentlemen, the Bangles. But here's why I love the song. First of all, because the beat is infectious. The band does a great job with this song, but it's this line that I've always loved because I am interpreted in a lot of different ways. But the song starts out like this. Well, I had to leave town because of Uncle Sam's deal. And then it's like this very cheeky laugh. Yeah. And when Mark Lindsay sings it, I'm like, oh, wait, this is an anti-war song. This is a dude who like skipped town to avoid the draft. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I guess you can interpret it in a number of different ways. And I mean, the song then describes what's going on. Like, hey, my girl's been stepping out on me. You know, let's tell the truth, child. And when I heard this on Ladies and Gentlemen, the Bangles, I screamed because I love this song so much. And to hear the Bangles do it, it was beauty. So here you go, everyone. Steppin' Out, the Bangles.
Lost its appeal. 'Cause when I come back, I heard the bad, bad news. It seems our big romance been getting abused. Oh, tell me true, don't lie to me. Have you been stepping on me?
Pick, Soraya.
If you weren't dancing, you weren't listening.
Yeah, it's so cool when it goes into that double time at the end.
That's the part that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, tell me your pick.
Okay, so this was another one I had a hard time picking when we decided to do a cover by the Bangles. I first thought of Merry-Go-Round's Live. That's such a good song. And then I also considered doing Big Star September Girls. I think is almost an obvious pick. But I didn't go for that. I went for Where Were You When I Needed You. So this was from, it was a non-album B-side that the Bangles put out on as the flip side to Hero Takes a Fall, which came out in 1984 on Columbia Records. And it was also included on their 1990 Columbia compilation Greatest Hits. But the original was the title track from the Grassroots debut album that came out in 1966 on Dunhill Records. And the song was written by P.F. Sloan and Steve Barry. They had originally written Where Were You When I Needed You for the Herman Hitz movie Hold On. But the Hermits decided not to use the song as their follow-up single to another song that P.F. Sloan and Barry wrote, A Must to Avoid. It's funny, though, because P.F. Sloan and Barry, they persuaded their boss, who was Lou Adler, the head of Dunhill Records, to let them record a single version of the song in 1964, and the demo was sent to several radio stations in the San Francisco area, and it got a good response. But the Dunhill label insisted that they find a real group to tour as the Grassroots, since these guys were too valuable as songwriters for the label, so thought that was kind of cool. But anyways, what we're going to hear is the Bangles version. Again, this was the flip side to Hero Takes a Fall. The song is Where Were You When I Needed You.
Don't bother crying, don't bother calling, it's all over now, no use in stalling. The love I once felt, I don't feel anymore for you. This time I'll even open the door for you. You walked out when I was down. Well, now
you and
Mariah, you know that I'm a sucker for jangly guitars and harmonies. And that
song. Well, that makes two of us, man.
And that song has both.
Oh, so pretty. It's just done so. It's just dreamy. Those vocals are dreamy.
I agree. So we've done 3 o'clock.
Ready to switch it up again?
Let's do it.
Okay. So my Dream Syndicate cover pick is a Buffalo Springfield song from 1967 called Mr. Soul, written by Neil Young and appears on the album Buffalo Springfield Again. So Mr. Soul appeared as a B-side to a single with Bluebird. So top of the U.S. chart for the single hit 58, but the album itself hit about 44. But the story behind this song is really interesting. So the song, Neil Young says, some songs take hours, days, weeks to write. This one was written in 5 minutes.
Wow.
And he said the song itself deals with his own problems with fame and a disregard towards rock stardom. So, like, there's a real internal battle here. And it was written after he had a pretty severe epilepsy attack.
Wow.
After a show with Buffalo Springfield in San Francisco. And then he was being treated at UCLA's medical center. And once he awoke or, you know, was a bit more cognizant, he wrote this song. And one of the articles I read, just getting some background, is that this song he wrote as kind of like a way to work through the feeling that he had. He felt like he was going to die. So this song, and then just a little side note. So the doctors recommended that he never take LSD. Wow. I'm like, that's interesting for that time. But the story is just really good. And there's a great video on YouTube, and, you know, maybe we'll share a link, of Buffalo Springfield jumping into this song unexpectedly on a show called The Hollywood Palace. And they were there to sing For What It's Worth. And then, like, a couple of lines into the song, they just switch into Mr. Soul. So, and it's just a good song. But the version you're going to hear is a live version by Dream Syndicate, recorded in 1982 at KPFK, it's a radio station here in the Los Angeles area, at 2 a.m.
Wow.
For a show called Studio Z, and it was in front of about 200 people. Now, I just want you to hear the three covers that were done on this show. So they did Mr. Soul, Buffalo Springfield. They did a version of Dylan's Outlaw Blues.
Wow.
But this is the best one. They did a 10-minute take on Donovan's Season of the Witch.
Yes.
Where Steve says, you know, sometimes we'll just play and kind of go as far as it needs to go. Can you imagine 10 minutes of Season of the Witch? Oh, Dream Syndicate.
Yeah.
But this is it's a pretty cool, it's just a pretty cool cover. Can't wait to share it with you guys. So they have done it. They have played more recently at a benefit show called Wild Honey here in the Los Angeles area. They played it in 2017, but I just wanted to play this early version. Okay, 1982, Dream Syndicate, Mr. Soul.
Of the stuff by the pick of the razor. sideshow act. That's loud.
I love that ending. We don't play loud music.
All right, so what's your pick?
Okay, so my pick is another Neil Young penned song. This song was written by Neil Young, and it debuted on the 1969 album Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere. And that's the first album that Neil Young did with Crazy Horse. It was released as a single on 420, 1970, and reached number 55 on the Billboard Hot 100. Neil Young wrote this song while he was suffering from the flu with a high fever at home in the Topanga Canyon. And this is Cinnamon Girl. Dream Syndicate originally released it on a flexi disc in 1987, and it came with the Bob magazine. And the B-side of that flexi disc, interestingly enough, was produced by Steve Wynn, and it's Kendra Smith doing a German version of Lou Reed's All Tomorrow's Party. That's pretty cool, too. Cinnamon Girl, the Dream Syndicate version, also came out on a bootleg called It's Too Late to Stop Now, which was released in 1989 on another Cowboy recording label. But what we're going to hear now is Dream Syndicate doing Neil Young's Cinnamon Girl. Gives us eight. Man, we went through those quickly, Soraya. So we had two songs from each. I think there's some great songs that were included in that.
Yes.
So we did have one more, but we're going to stick that at the end after the outro. And that is a song that we witnessed. I'm pulling the audio from the video that I took, that I posted on YouTube. On YouTube, I think I titled it the Paisley Underground All-Star Encore. So that was from the December 6th, 2013 show at the Fonda that we all saw. And it had the Bengals, all four of these bands, the 3 o'clock Rain Parade, Dream Syndicate, And then at the end, as Steve Wynn was mentioning when we did the show with Steve, they all got together and they did like 5 or 6 covers. And we're going to pull one of those songs, right? Which one did we pick? Time Will Show the Wiser. And that was from Fairport Convention's 1968 debut album. So we'll stick that at the end of the outro. You'll hear that song. And it's all of the people from all of these bands getting together all on stage at once. If you guys want to see it on video, look it up on YouTube. It would be listed as Paisley Underground All-Star Encore. So with that, is there anything that you wanted to say before we wrap it up?
Happy New Year, folks. See you in 2019.
Yes, it's been a great year, and looking forward to a great 2019.
100%.
All right. Well, all I got to say is peace and love to everybody. Happy New Year.
Agruyar, gente.
Groove on, Paisley people.
Later.